A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, it's 9:18. Got some clouds, got some flurries in the area too, 11 degrees. Well, we do this every Wednesday. Look forward to it. Always get great information from our friends at OSBTI in Breckenridge. On the phone with me, Carly. On the phone with me from OSBTI this morning. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking the new year. I know everybody's got those resolutions going. And you've got some facts about new fitness routines and how we can avoid injuries. What can you tell us about this?
Just some tips here are to always warm up and cool down. A lot of people try to skip these things and just focus on their workout, but this is one of the most important things you can do to prevent injuries. So an example of a warm up might be doing jumping jacks, and that will help increase your heart rate and body temperature, making those muscles more flexible and less likely to be injured then. And the same goes for that cooling down part. You want to give your body that chance to return to its resting state slowly instead of just doing your workout and stopping right away. And that will help to kind of prevent blood from pooling and cramping from occurring. Another way you can do some stretching, and that helps to increase range of motion, flexibility, and blood flow to the muscles. So it all helps to keep you nice and stretched out. And staying hydrated might be kind of an obvious one, but always having something to drink before your workout, during it, and after. And you want to avoid overdoing it. So gradually increase the intensity and duration of your workouts, and especially if you're starting a new fitness routine, like a lot of us might be in the new year here, aim for 20 to 30 minutes of moderate activity 3 to 5 times a week. Using proper form is another way to avoid injury, and this is you want to place less stress on your muscles and joints. So if you're using proper form, that's what you're going to be doing. For example, like when lifting weights, you should be sure the weight is something you can lift comfortably while still maintaining that proper form. A lot of places, or even at home, if you have a mirror in front of you, it's really helpful just to kind of see how you're doing with keeping your posture and form. And then you want to listen to your body. Take the time to rest and recover. Your workout fitness routine should always include those days. And in the same manner, if you are having pain or discomfort, and for less serious pains and aches, I'd recommend that you kind of seek out one of our therapists, and they can help you to come up with some solutions for that. And I always like to tell people, especially with fitness injuries or sports injuries, treating those as soon as possible is going to be the most effective. If left untreated, even those small injuries can turn into something more serious. And then you'd be out for a longer period of time anyways. So it's best to kind of get it checked out right away.
And the takeaway, just don't overdo it. Kind of pace yourself, yeah, like you said. And I'm sure you see a lot of that, people that do overdo it, and then they come in and they need therapy to recover. So you got to take it easy, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And I was just going to touch, too, on some of the things that we do offer at OSPTI for a variety of fitness options.
Sure.
So all of our clinics do have open gyms. And the hours do vary, so I would recommend that you call the clinic you're looking to go to and check that availability. In Breckenridge, we also do have a pool, and it's kept at a warmer temperature, so that can really help to loosen up those muscles and joints, especially like with arthritis or something along those lines. And you can also do strength training in the pool. Along with that, we also have water aerobics available. There are classes that are being held at our training center, and those are in the morning and evening sessions. So hopefully if you're looking for something like that, you can make one of those. And we do have a new plyometric class that is coming up in February being held at our training center. And that's going to be targeted for our youth population. Kind of just explain that a little bit. It'll include 45-minute classes. And those are going to focus on plyometric agility and core strength for those kids that are interested in that. It'll be either a 4-week or 8-week session, and those will be held on Wednesdays starting February 7th going to March 27th. if you're interested in that, the 4 weeks are going to be $40 and the 8 weeks are going to be $75. So something to look forward to here, too.
So much great information, so many great resources at OSPTI. Carly, if people have any more questions, what is your phone number over there?
In Hankinson, our number is 701-242-7323. And you can reach us at our Breckenridge office at 218-641-7725.
All right, Carly. Hey, I haven't had a chance to say Happy New Year to you, so Happy New Year. You have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
All right.
That is Carly, OSPTI, and again, we talk with the good folks over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a I used to have a wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down, that's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in